from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Move through this season and play the New York Yankees. Last night, not the greatest, and I think we all kind of probably puked a little bit when.
And the 2-1 pitch, and a swing, and a blast, deep right field, and gone. Wow, Wells a long home run, a 3-run homer, and the Yankees lead it 7-4. He crushed it.
Yeah, it's tough because as I'm eating dinner and kind of keeping an eye on that game at the same time, I'm intrigued. And I'll tell you why. The Royals, you know, they get out to an early lead. It's, I believe, you know, 1-0. Then it's 2-0. Salvador Perez kind of put the team on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And then here come the Yankees. But then here comes Hunter Renfro. And I'm like, okay, the boys are fighting. They're showing some life. And then it's 4-4. And I'm like, all right, tie game. You know, we're in the seventh inning. Of course, it's Aaron Judge. It ties the game. He's the MVP. Like, whatever. And then good old MacArthur comes out. And 3-run home run, 7-4. Game, set, match.
Yeah, and then you get gasoline thrown on the fire by Stratton in the ninth inning, who gives up three more. But it was long over by then when James Mick can't pitch anymore comes in and just decides to light this thing on fire. Three hits, four runs, a walk, and that home run to Austin Wells. I think we're finding out right now James Mick can't pitch anymore is not part of the postseason, okay? This guy can no longer be considered anywhere near the postseason roster. Mm. He's not getting the job done. He has a 5 ERA. The same thing goes with Stratton, right? He gives up three runs in the ninth inning yesterday to a playoff team. His ERA is pushing, you know, 5.5 at this point in time. And so I'm going to choose to take a small little positive approach on this and say what we see with the Chiefs in the regular season, sometimes they do things you don't like and you question and maybe they lose a game in the regular season. Mm. Maybe the Royals are just now trying with the last 16 games or whatever it is, trying to truly figure out who is going to be on that postseason roster and put these guys in position to see how they will respond when the moment is big. And we saw two guys last night, Mick can't pitch here anymore, and Stratton. Those guys clearly have shown me they're not ready for the big stage. They're not ready to be out there, and they're not ready to be part of this postseason thing. I thought Brady Singer had a decent night last night. I thought he was good. His big moment, striking out Aaron Judge early on with two runners on. I'm like, that's a big moment. Maybe Brady Singer can be a guy that you can put out in the bullpen if you're not going to use him in that first series in a starting role, because I think he could give you some quality work out of the bullpen in the postseason. much better than we've seen of late. And it's too late to sign Trevor Bauer now for him to be on your postseason roster. That needed to be done by September 1st. So you're going to have to figure out things internally to get yourself ready to go for the postseason. And so while you had that big Singer moment last night in the starting rotation, maybe you see a moment like that with Brady Singer in the seventh inning against Houston or New York or whoever the case may be. Maybe that's the role that Brady Singer is going to bring to this team, and he's going to pitch in the postseason. But there were other things last night. I mean, Salvi throwing the ball around the yard last night, even though he went 4-for-4 at the plate, his throws were a big part of why this team had, you know, their struggles with the Yankees last night. But I think it's also okay to take a look at the big picture and say, yeah, the Royals are a playoff team, but it doesn't seem like they match up great with the two teams that are clearly better than everybody else in the American League right now. And that's the Yankees, that's the Houston Astros, and even the Baltimore Orioles. I don't think the Royals match up great with those three teams. And so you had the opportunity last night and got another opportunity again today to turn it around and see what it's all about. But I think what the Royals are showing is that they are a playoff team, but they may not be a great playoff team. And that's okay. We don't expect them to be a playoff team, but it also goes to show you this offseason, J.J. Piccolo better operate like Brett Veach and go out there and add mass arms to that bullpen, because this thing right now is just not very good.
I'm still not worried, because I think you can absolutely revamp your bullpen when it comes to the playoffs. Obviously, you will have Lorenzen coming back. You will move two of your starters to the bullpen, which will probably be Brady Singer and Alec Marsh. I think we talked about it yesterday that the rotation is set. I believe it will be Lugo, Reagans, and Waka as your three guys that will spear the head of your rotation to the playoffs. And I'm not worried about who you play in the playoffs, because how great your starting pitching and defense can be and what you can take into that and the escalating pressure that happens. You think there's pressure in Kansas City to win a World Series? Not really.
No, there isn't.
You think there's pressure in New York to win a World Series?
Oh, God, yes.
Through the roof.
Through the roof.
Right?
They haven't won since 2009.
Right.
Okay, and that's a long time ago.
That's right. And I don't think the Royals have won in New York for like 14 straight games,
well,
which
it's
is
been
tough.
A while, yeah.
But again, you throw those guys out there, you add your bullpen, you know, addition by subtraction. I'm with you. Like, I don't need to see MacArthur throw another baseball when the game's tied.
No,
I just don't need to see it.
I mean, MacArthur from here on out is available when you're up or down 11-2. And that's it.
And again, someone brings up MacArthur prior to last night had 11 of 12 scoreless innings or outings. He's been leveraged of late. He will be needed, not going anywhere.
His ERA is a 5. Let's stop making excuses.
But if we're going to look at one sample size, we need to look at the other, and we can see that from the entire year, he has not been dependent. And when you get to the playoffs, you got to be a little bit more crisp. You got to be a little bit more polished. And I can't honestly give that man the baseball in a tie game in the seventh inning or later and be like, just keep it tied. I don't have that trust. Whereas, I understand Brady Singer is a starter. I would just feel much better if Reagans went 6 innings and then you went to Brady Singer for the 7th, you went to Lorenzen for the 8th, and you went to Irsig for the 9th. I would feel much better about that than going to Schreiber or Anderson and MacArthur and then Irsig, because that's what you have the ability to do in the playoffs. And if it's not Singer, you know, Lorenzen, you have Marsh, you have Irsig, you have maybe Hunter Harvey, who a lot of people for some reason don't like because he was too nerve-wracking on the mound. But again, when you're going to go for this run and you're going to go for this sort of playoff like push and what you could possibly do with this team because of its speed, its defense, and its starting pitching, you just can't have that sort of hanging in the balance feeling of, hey man, you know, 11 of 12 were great, but that opportunity that can happen in the blink of an eye, and maybe MacArthur just shouldn't pitch in New York. Again, another thing that I hate about it is that baseball is the only sport where the dimensions just seem to be acceptable to be different.
Yeah, Hunter Renfro took advantage of it last night
sure
there,
did.
Too. You know?
So did Salvador Perez.
So did Salvador Perez.
That power
right.
Eye.
Yeah, both of those guys parked one last night, took advantage of the ballpark. So you're playing in it as well. I don't get into the ballpark stuff. That's just the way it is. But MacArthur is his baseball card. I mean, his career regular season is a 4.90 ERA. He's at 5 right now. And in his last 7 games, for whoever said MacArthur's doing good, his last 7 games, he's 1-2 with a 7.5 ERA. That's not good on any level. He's not a reliable guy. And quite frankly, guys, guys. I don't care what MacArthur does against Cleveland. I don't care what he does against the Twins. What he's needing to do is get outs when it matters most on the big stage, and he hasn't been able to do that. We saw last night, you know, with the Yankees. And then you go back to August 30th. He faced the Houston Astros, gave up a run in that game as well in two-thirds of an inning pitch. So those are the teams that you have to find a way to beat. It's not Cleveland and Minnesota or even Boston and Detroit at this point in time. It is New York. It is Houston. It is Baltimore. Those are the three teams that are in front of you. Can James MacArthur pitch and get guys out in those lineups? I don't know that the answer is yes right now. And I know I don't have confidence in him right now. Can the rest of the team have confidence in him? I don't know. They've got to figure this bullpen thing out. And I think they will. But it also, it doesn't guarantee you that all of a sudden if Brady Singer gets put into the bullpen, he's going to achieve success. Because we know baseball excuses are built in.
Right.
Oh, he's never pitched in the bullpen. He doesn't know how to warm up and sit down and warm up and all these nonsensical things that people like to throw out there from a baseball excuse standpoint.
Right.
So we don't know if that's going to translate over. You just have to hope that some of these guys are going to get it done. Will Smith's not going to be an answer for you in the playoffs. Stratton's probably not going to be an answer for you, you know, in the postseason. MacArthur's showing that he's not going to be an answer for you in the postseason. They've got to find who that answer is. And right now, as far as I'm concerned, in the bullpen currently, Urcig's your only reliable guy.
And to be fair, nothing really changed. Twins lost last night. Obviously, Cleveland won, but they're playing the White Sox. And then Baltimore lost.
And the Tigers are just now three games back of a playoff spot. So Minnesota better be worried about them.
Still 5.5 away from the
Tigers
Reds.
Open a three-game series against the Rockies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.